broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, Liberty Roundtable live. This is the broadcast for February 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. A lot of 20s going on. Wish I had a $20 gold piece, just saying. A hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. We reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration as we promote God, family, and country and protect life, liberty, and property. It is the broadcast for February the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2020. And it is hour two of two. Kurt Cosby's with me. Kurt, Iowa constitutional amendment would end legal right to abortion. This is good news.
It does sound like good news, Sam. Was that on what day is that?
I think
one?
On the 19th.
You remember? 19th. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then I got to go to the next story, back to your 0129 stories. You know?
Okay. Very good.
All right. Well, anyway, so hopefully Iowa can work on that, and our prayers are with them because I think that's good news. Now, going back to the 129 story that Kurt gave me. It says this: abortion survivor protection bill passes Kentucky Senate without a single vote against it, Kurt. And it goes on and talks about this. It's hard to imagine anybody with the current imaging and the capability of physicians now and everything else to vote for pro-death. And so none of them did. So you got two great, in my opinion, pro-life stories right now. You've got the Iowa constitutional amendment that would end legal right to abortion. And then you've got the abortion survivor protection bill passes Kentucky Senate without a single vote against it.
Yep. Good point.
Is it better than that?
Yeah. I don't see it.
I'm just saying it's a start. Where's Utah? Why aren't they doing anything, man? They're right in the middle of their session right now.
Great point. And this one from Kentucky's from the Western Journal by way of WorldNet Daily. Of course... you know, you've got your American Civil Liberties Union jumping in there. They're against the bill.
And, of course they are.
You know, but...
no civil liberties for the unborn, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, good point. I guess, you know, that is good news on the life front.
All right, the White House is going to reduce budget request for their border wall. The Trump administration asked for only $2 billion, significantly less than last year, Kurt.
Well, I mean, who knows? They might actually spend less in the federal government and get more.
I got a question. Possible. Why aren't the Mexicans paying for it, Kurt? Why are they going to fleece my wallet for this thing?
Well, that's a good point. And I do believe that I've, at least on some of the rallies that the president has, you know, he points out that they are paying for the wall. And the way he says they're paying for the wall is because of the... trade and the basically the tariffs and the different things like that.
Well, then he doesn't need to take money from me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think if you, you know, it's kind of like when you add up the things. Like I have some people that say that it's expensive to take vitamins and minerals.
Yes,
and
it
I tell
is.
Them, well, why don't you add up the cost of the sickness? You know. And
because it's not a zero
time at work
zero
and things like that
game equation.
Some
that's
game.
Why.
But you know, like when you're talking about the wall and the whole thing like that, if you can get less of the drugs coming in and you get more Americans that can survive and you know, have better lives and may even pay more taxes themselves, you know, and have less of the cartels controlling the border and doing all this illegal activity, then maybe if you add it all up, you know, Mexico really is paying for it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. All right, Laura Ingraham's in the news. She's very critical of Mitt Romney. She's calling on Romney to resign. A lot of people are calling on Romney to resign. I don't agree with any of that, by the way. He doesn't have to resign. He's done nothing wrong. He has every right to his freedom and his vote that he wants. Now, I disagree with his vote. So next election cycle, we ought to certainly turn him out of office, but that's up to the people. But anyway, she wants him to resign. She says she may consider, quote, primarying him. What the heck does that mean, Kurt?
Well, I guess that would mean she'd move to Utah and then, you know, run against him, right?
Does she still do a syndicated radio show, Kurt, Laura Ingraham?
As far as I know, she just does the Fox gig, you know.
Yeah, okay.
With the
got the biggest nationally syndicated talk show in the country coming out of Utah, right, Kurt? Is there a bigger show coming out of Utah that, you know, is nationally syndicated like ours? Okay, so Laura wouldn't even beat us if she moved to Utah on that, but she could certainly come on Liberty Roundtable Live and talk about it. I propose she moves to Utah and takes on Romney. Bring it, sister.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I think that'd be phenomenal. But, you know.
Good point.
A lot of rhetoric going on by Laura.
Yeah, probably.
I don't think she really do. It's kind of like all those guys that say they're going to leave America if Donald gets elected, and none of them left. I say good riddance to all those people, and there's a boat getting fired up that could take them all offshore right now, funded by one of their favorite liberal bureaucrats. George Soros might hire the yacht for all those. In fact, Bill Gates could use his yacht. We talked about yesterday. They could go 4,000 miles and not even be environmentally unfriendly.
That's one heck
of a yacht. Wouldn't it be phenomenal?
Yeah.
Donald Trump is focusing on the big issues of the day now. He's talking about Hall of Famers, isn't he, Kurt?
Let's see. And that's still in the...
Get Pete Rose in the...
Oh, that's fame, right, yeah.
What story is that for you, Kurt? Because I have Mullen Rowe, and you're not finding a single one of them, so I must be screwed up somehow.
That's right. Is it... These are in the ones for the 29th, you said?
No, 19th. Because the 29th hasn't come yet, buddy. That was last month. I'm pulling stories from there that match stories you've
got. The 19th is where you are.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'll just get...
Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. That's a serious... I mean, we got to get that done, Kurt. If there's anything we got to do to make America great, it's got to get Pete Rose up there. You know?
Well, I don't know much about that, but I do know that, that's one way for him to, you know, get some more support from folks on the Pete Rose one, you know.
Do you think he got to be in the Hall of Fame, Kurt?
You know, I don't know, Sam. At least I know he did a lot of, I guess a lot with baseball, but he also, you know, did a little bit of, what was it, gambling on the side or whatever.
Did he have any scandals in baseball, Kurt, or no?
I think there's pretty much scandals all the time.
Was that just Barry Bonds?
Recently.
Not that guy.
Well,
he was like clean as a whistle.
No, I think there's scandals anywhere there's big money, Sam.
When will it just stop? I got to put Kurt Cosby in the Hall of Fame, man.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Donald Trump.
Go ahead.
I see
the 115 stories, and I see the 120 stories, but I don't see any 119 stories. So, sorry.
Man,
I
must have lost a whole batch of stories and labeled them wrong and ruined the whole thing.
Yeah.
Maybe wow, Donald Trump crushed ugly architecture, returned federal buildings to former glory. Kurt, when is that story, Kurt? When do you have that one?
Well, I remember it, but I don't remember where it is.
You don't remember where it is?
Well, I mean, I remember this story, and I'm thinking what he ought to do is look at all the buildings that look like new ones, and those would be, hey, you just shut it down and get rid of those departments and then just have the federal government fit back into the old buildings that they used to fit back in. I know, but it's possible. But he says he wants to make them prettier and stuff like that. So, hey.
Yeah, he's on the serious stuff, buddy. Right? He's on the things we've just got to do to make America great. Not really worry about the gold and silver issue. Not get rid of the IRS issue. Not shut down government education and indoctrination. But, hey, we got to make the buildings beautiful. See, I mean, I don't mean to be offensive. But what is he doing, Kurt? I mean, what?
Well, that was a little while back, so it's probably off that now, right?
I don't even get it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't even understand why he'd spend his time on that, personally.
Good point.
Got to crush ugly architecture? See, that's kind of what kings do, Kurt. They just go up on these bender projects to make themselves look good and stuff like that. You know, you want to go down and president as the great architect of the 21st century, or what would it be, right? All right. New York politicians shilled illegals. So the DHS makes what, airports and stuff a nightmare, Kurt?
Well, I guess the story about this, maybe you understand it better, but in New York, it's a sanctuary state or whatever it is, where, you know, you can basically be illegal and be there, and then they don't turn you over to the federal government, like the ICE guys or whatever, when, you know, you're a criminal. They don't turn you over because they want you to be feeling safe in New York. And so now you've got the feds saying, well, we're not going to let you guys do that, boarding quick kind of deal that we let. What is that thing called? Remember, we've seen that a few times when we get on a plane, Sam, you get that pre-check or whatever it is. But they're going to, you know, kind of push back and say, hey, you guys aren't helping us, we won't help you. I think the states could do that a lot, though, with the federal government. Remember the old days when they tell them you have to do 55 miles per hour and or else we won't give you any federal tax money? Seems like, you know, it could be a push and a shove kind of thing from different
That's
states.
Mean.
But yeah.
I mean, what's up with that? I mean, I don't know how to respond to that even, Kurt.
Well, it's all right. We don't have to. We can just go to the next story.
All right. I guess 2020 Democratic candidates trash America as racist to win black votes, Kurt. You want to talk about that?
Is that a good way to win black votes?
Well, since Republicans getting at them and the Democrats are on the reservation where they always vote Democrat. I mean, the blacks are on the reservation always vote Democrat. They don't have anything to worry about, do they, Kurt?
Kosher. Certified. Put the two words together to get co-certified, which is spelled with an S-E-H instead of just S-H. It's the right way to spell this, the German way, and it made it easier to trademark. Now, did I tell you that the letters S-C-H still make the shh sound, as in all those American food producers saying, shh, let's keep it really quiet that our product is kosher certified? Think about it. Nearly one century of kosher certification, and hardly anyone outside exclusive observers knows that most packaged food and kitchen products are literally certified by religious intermediaries. Well, because you, consumer, are indirectly paying for this, the Kosher Certified app is here to make kosher certification awareness an inclusive matter for people of all faiths and identities. And it even boasts a unique database of products not kosher certified. We call that NKC. Start memeing it. It's fun. NKC, not kosher certified. Now, to confuse our audience even more, we put a question mark at the end of our name, and that really cinched our trademark approval. It relates to the website where you can begin your new shopping behavior, thekosherquestion.com.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
All right, so the 2020 Democratic candidates trash America as racist to win black votes. So, Kurt, look, they've been abusing black people for decades. Okay, but the blacks are on the, you know, manipulated indoctrination reality where they back Democrats all the time because Republicans are the white men enemy. And they've created this propaganda so well that you can literally just abuse black people while you're asking for their votes and they'll just vote for you big time, buddy. Now, the only people changing that narrative aren't the Democrats trying to woo their votes like they ought to. The only people are like Kanye West, you know, and people like that that are doing a phenomenal job. You know, C.L. Bryant, Jesse Lee Peterson, Ben Carson. I mean, I could go on and on, Kurt, but those are the people that are making the difference to really change the game. But the Democrats are just doubling down against black people.
I would even add the president to that.
I agree. I was just naming black people, but you're right.
Well, yeah, good point. His policies have made it so that there's more jobs, and you know, those people, instead of waiting for a government check, can actually, you know, get their own check and pay for things, and you know, so I mean, and he's surrounded himself with, I mean, some bad guys, but also a guy like Ben Carson, who I would call one of the best that he's put around him.
I agree. And, you know, guys like Alan Keyes over the years have made a tremendous difference. I mean, there's a lot of people that are really, in my opinion, class acts that are doing a great job. Alan Keyes has been one of them over the years, highly educated, and Ben Carson, and, you know, Jesse Lee Peterson and C.L. Bryant. And there's even some female black ladies making a difference, Kurt, too. What's that lady's name that does that show?
Well, like Star Parker.
Yeah, Star Parker's one of them, too, an author, a columnist. Yeah. What's that lady that does that show, though? I see her show Candace, from time to time. Yeah, Candace Owens. Good work. Candace Owens is doing a phenomenal job. There are people, but, Kurt, they're far and few between. The Democrats just continue to abuse, in my opinion, the African-American vote, wrongfully so.
Good point.
And I just don't understand it. Your point's well taken. I just don't get it. And the sad part is their indoctrination is just so, I mean, it's almost like they've got a spell over the black population.
Good point.
You know, I don't really believe in that kind of stuff, but I'm just saying it's weird. Anyway. All right. There's a mysterious bank, Kurt, that Jeffrey Epstein created in the Virgin Islands. And it received $15.5 million after his death, according to the New York Post. Now, no one's digging into the Epstein scandal. That's kind of a gone, isn't it, Kurt? No harm, no foul, if you will.
It seems like, you know, there's, I don't see any real, what would you call it, accountability. I mean, you know, they just said, hey, you know, I mean, we've had really reports saying that he was killed, not just, you know, that he suicided himself, you know. And, you know, yet I don't see any real fixing of that.
Now, when you dig into the story, they say that there was a setup, a special bank set up for Jeffrey with virtually no scrutiny, didn't have any rules, didn't follow the normal patterns. There's funny money going on, and now $15.5 million just rolled to that bank after his death, and no one decides that chasing the money and, you know, following the money is important, Kurt? Where's President Trump when you need him? Oh, he's going to make the architecture look beautiful, buddy. He's going to go ahead and put more swamp monsters in his administration. See, I'm not here to attack Donald Trump, but there's just some glaring things that have got to be focused on. And if Donald doesn't have the bandwidth to focus on it, have Sam and Kurt get after it. Sam, Kurt, and a good sheriff can do it. I'll run PR. Kurt Cosby will run the honey booth. And then Richard Matt can dig in and do the investigations on this stuff. What do you think, Kurt? We got to do something. But look, sweet. This is insanity. Kurt thinks that's a sweet idea. All right, Kurt, you got to go back to your 0129 stories now.
All right.
We're on those. Student performed CPR. It's a good news piece.
Oh, cool. Right? That does sound good. You know, yeah.
And this is not Jeffrey Epstein-style CPR, neither. This is the real, honest, moral kind.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Let's see.
Student performs CPR on teacher for 5 minutes to save her life after she collapsed and her heart stopped. I guess the student had been credited with saving life. Anyway, it's pretty good news, in my opinion.
That is good news.
It was in Phoenix, Kurt.
I mean, let's see. Man, it's amazing how much news there is. And then when you listen to, like,
and you wonder why I can't keep track and stuff.
Well, I constantly am amazed when you listen to, you know, the standard stories, and you go, well, they're only talking about, like, one thing or maybe two things for the hour, and you go, well, how come they don't get all these other
stories?
Because
they're not interested, Kurt. I'll give you an example. It talks about how the police helped with this. Now, they hate the police, Kurt, in our society. Now, I believe that police officers play a wonderful role. And I agree that if there's corruption by police agencies, it needs to be stopped. I get that. But I'm not going to wholesale just be against the cops, okay? I'm not going to do it. I believe they play a wonderful, needful role in our society, and I'm grateful for their service and then putting their lives on the line for all of us. And I'm not going to change on that. Now, I agree there's some bad apples, and they need to be stopped. I get it. But I'm not going to throw the baby out with the bathwater, to pardon the pun or phrase or whatever. So anyway, this lady, this student said that she put the police dispatcher on speakerphone to guide the student through CPR, which he performed for about 5 minutes. Now, they say Muhammad's life-saving efforts. Now, I don't know if Muhammad's, you know, what religion or what nationality or whatever this person is, but this is Americans working together, folks. They say the life-saving efforts paid off as the staff member regained consciousness before being whisked off to a hospital for greater attention. And a radio station reported this, Kurt.
Yeah,
I guess they were
found the story. KNXV.
They were pleased with the teen's actions and the level-headed response to the crisis. No one asked him. He just jumped in to help, and it was like an angel. It was magical. It was just amazing, they say. Now, Muhammad, of course, brushed off the heroic act as if it were no big deal. I'm just grateful I was there. It was nothing. I'd do it for anybody. Anyway, the principal, I guess they call it Metro Tech principal, which I don't know what that is. Brian Medoso is the guy's name. Told parents about the incident. He was writing a letter talking about it, just saying how phenomenal it was. And everyone should have CPR training is the kind of upshot to the story. They say it's just a normal thing. Everybody should know how to do it. It was actually easy. And I would say this, though. You can't ignore the cop on the other end, you know, giving guidance there. Just another way they help that we don't get to hear about much in the press that hates the police.
That's right. And this is a Western Journal piece by way of WorldNet Daily. Good stuff, Sam. Nice work.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know how to respond to this next story, but man, it just gets crazier by the second, the laws we have on the books. Headline says, major U.S. city sued over constitutional right to play music for tips. Accepting tips, Kurt, is outlawed, buddy.
Yeah.
You're not even allowed just to run around and play music now. If you're poor, you don't have any money, and you don't. So you just try to play music and at least do something beneficial to society for your money instead of being on the government dole. Now, you can be on the government dole. That's not illegal. Now, you pick up your guitar and sing a song. Hey, now, can't be doing that. What's going on around here, Kurt?
This is Houston, Texas, and they say the government calls this a nuisance. I always kind of thought it was nice. But anyway, this guy is asserting he has a constitutional right to perform for tips. I don't know that it's in the Constitution, but he says this First Amendment lawsuit challenges a city ordinance that unconstitutionally restricts musicians from busking, and what that means is performing music in public for tips. I didn't know what the word busking meant. But anyway, this is on the streets of Houston, and this has gone to the U.S. District Court in Houston. And
now, Kurt, you think the city's unconstitutional?
Well, I can't imagine America having a law like that when it got started, Sam. And I mean,
well, you look at the five First Amendment, you know, things, and it doesn't talk about music, Kurt, but it does talk about free expression and free assembly and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, the government says it's a nuisance for that person to be playing out in the street. And I think the government's a nuisance here, Kurt.
Good point. The complaint, they say, alleges the city restricts his free speech rights in public places, including sidewalks and streets. It accuses the city of setting up content-based restrictions on speech, contending it is not constitutionally allowed to restrict speech merely because it does not like it.
See, now I'm agreeing with the person suing the city over this, Kurt. I think the guy's name is Tony.
Yeah, Tony's been suffering and will continue to suffer, they say, substantial and irreparable harm unless Houston's busking restrictions, including its permit requirement, are declared unlawful and enjoined by this court.
Now, Kurt, I'm agreeing with Tony, and I would say this, though. Have you been in big cities where they're playing tunes, like at airports?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it, too. I think it's interesting, and I put money in their cases sometimes. At least they're trying to do something to earn their
keep. Nobody's forcing you to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, but at least they're doing something. They feel like, hey, I can contribute in some way. You know what it reminds me of? Reminds me of that song called Cherokee Fiddle. You ever heard it?
No.
All right, next time. You got to help Kurt out. Listen up.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Six Democratic candidates taking the stage once again for another debate, this time in Las Vegas. Moderator Chuck Todd asked the candidates, should the person with the most delegates at the end of the primary season be the nominee, even if they're short of a majority? He started off with Mike Bloomberg.
Do you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
they
come
person?
To the convention.
No?
All
okay.
of the people.
All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not to listen
Senator
to
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail, yes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
Former Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich spoke out as he's back in his Chicago home 8 years after he went to prison on corruption charges for trying to sell Barack Obama's Senate seat, the day after President Trump commuted Blagojevich's sentence to time served. The president tweeted, "Rob Blagojevich did not sell the Senate seat. He served 8 years in prison, with many remaining. He paid a big price." Blagojevich gave an interview surrounded by family and friends in front of his house. He praised President Trump for his release.
This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
The Roman Catholic Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, has filed for bankruptcy. This comes 6 months after disclosing that it paid millions of dollars to people sexually abused as children by its clerics. The diocese joins at least 20 others across the U.S. seeking protection from its creditors through the federal bankruptcy system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Talking about a gentleman from Houston, ladies and gentlemen, that plays for a living in Houston. The government says it's a nuisance and shut him down. What do they call those things, Kurt?
Well, they call it busking, which means
busking's illegal.
Performing music in public for tips.
And so Johnny Lee's singing about busking right here. So he'd play at the train station for cash, buddy. Amateur musicians a lot of times play for money. A lot of times they play for whiskey or for, you know, hey, give me a drink and I'll play. And there you go. This song kind of hails back to that era. This stuff happens in big cities like San Francisco a lot. I've seen that. There you have it. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention. Kurt, a good old song make the point there now. But see, the government says, uh-uh. What you need to do is get on the government dole or go to a homeless shelter or something. You know, don't be using your talent to make any money or anything like that. You got to have some government permission slip or whatever. And you know what? This homeless, I don't know if the guy's homeless or what, but this guy playing in the streets is just sick of it, Kurt. So he sued.
Good point.
And I don't blame him, and I pray he wins.
Amen.
All right. Anything else on that one?
I think it's covered.
I just wanted an excuse to bust out a Johnny Lee song, Kurt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There you go. You did.
That's what I was kind of saying. Now you've heard that song. Now, when somebody ever says you ever heard Cherokee Fiddle, Kurt's going to be like, yipper.
Yeah. I'll remember for sure.
Mm-hmm. You ought to listen to that stuff while you're selling honey, Kurt.
That's right. In one ear and then another something in another ear. And
you don't need something in the other ear. You got to quit listening to Rush Limbaugh.
Aren't like your ears. You can listen to like six things at the same time.
You gotta just listen to this instead of Rush Limbaugh and you know, Sean Hannity and all those goofballs, Kurt.
Yeah.
This is at least uplifting.
Cherokee Fiddle.
Darn right. Mm-hmm. CBS News is in the news. They say what? CBS. Savages. Bernie over, what's that word? Monogamy? Expensive plans? They say surging dramatically in the polls.
Oh, yeah.
What's
mind-bogglingly.
This thing?
So that's a big...
All right, I must add a typo really in my thing or something. All right, I get it. Mind-bogglingly. Well, I don't know that it's mind-boggling. Everything in government money is mind-boggling, Kurt. There's so many zeros, you can't figure it out no matter what. This
and
isn't
CBS
any different.
CBS News ought to know about expensive things, you know. But I guess they were going after him in this story because of the, you know, they say the price tag for what he was, this free health care for everybody, and the free college tuition and stuff was going to be $60 trillion over 10 years.
And that's no problem, is it, Kurt?
Well, maybe these guys aren't aware of it, but we just print money, so it seemed like we just have to get more printers, right, Sam?
Yeah, but I don't really see what the problem is. Not only that, if Donald wants to make all the buildings look nice, maybe him and old Bernie can work together on it.
Yeah, good point.
Don't you think?
Well, it was interesting to me, at least, that, you know, what you've got is certain people are getting... You know, they're getting taken out. And I think Bernie Sanders, is, just like last time, when I think he would have been the Democratic nominee, not that I'm for him or whatever, but I'm for honest, fair elections. And I don't really like, you know, vote fraud and fraud in elections.
What the heck's wrong with you?
You know, but, you know, I think that they're going to take him on now, and that's what's going on there, just like what's going on right now. They're trying to get rid of Bernie, and I think he may do what Rush Limbaugh suggested, and that is he'll just run his own, you know, thing.
Like an independent, you know? Kurt?
I guess. I'm not exactly sure how he
Yeah, I don't know what'll happen. I just know it's going to get weird before it gets better, that's for sure. All right, we're throwing back to Kurt's stories in January 27th now. I'm working on catch up feverishly, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious, man. And the cool part is there's this place that I want to go to dinner at, Kurt. It's called Shooter's Grill. It's pretty cool, man. Anyway, headline says Shooter's Grill owner defends 2A. That's Second Amendment, by the way. All our waitresses, open carry, buddy. It's the safest restaurant in the country.
I know. Just think about that. I mean, this is one of those places you want to go to. I guess it's in Rifle, Colorado. I thought that was kind of cool, too.
Amen to that. And by the way,
they call it Shooter's Grill.
They invite patrons to enjoy eating in a safe place.
Yeah, they want them to open carry a firearm. This one lady... let's see, what's her name anyway? Lauren Boebert, I guess is how you say it. She spoke with Breitbart News while she was attending a rally in support of the Second Amendment. She was in Richmond, Virginia. Shooter's Grill, like you said, invites patrons to enjoy eating in a safe place. You know, they say It's a gun-themed and old-timey American restaurant serving traditional breakfast, burgers, and steaks. They say stop by our restaurant and enjoy great food and a very safe place to eat.
Now, where in Colorado is this thing? I know it's that rifle, but where's Colorado. That at, though? Give me a place that I can recognize.
Yeah, good point. I'm going to have to look that up and see. But you know,
all right, you got to have that Colorado, for the story, Kurt.
Well, I at least I knew
you've had a month to work on this, baby.
Rifle.
I'm just telling you, I want to go to Rifle, and I want to go to that restaurant, and I want to eat a steak there, man. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes, you do. They say it's probably the safest restaurant in the country.
Yeah, I bet you hear more yes ma'ams and no ma'ams and thank you ma'ams and stuff like that at that place than anywhere else, buddy.
That's right. Yeah. Good point.
You know?
Rifle, Colorado.
All right. They say between 500K and 1 million non-citizens may get voting rights in NYC, Kurt. You cool
now,
with that?
You know... Well, this seems like it's more vote fraud stuff, doesn't it, Sam? I mean,
well, no.
Well, if they're non-citizens and they're voting, it doesn't seem like...
What, are you some kind of a hater?
Yeah, well, I guess so. But, you know, it seems like, you know, you're supposed to be legal to vote. But anyway...
Kurt, if they vote, they're legal.
Somebody there in New York... that's pushing this.
No, listen, isn't that what President Barack Obama said, Kurt?
Well, that's what he said, I know. But they figure anywhere between 500,000 and 1 million non-citizens in New York is going to be granted the right to vote in local elections if they approve this legislation. It's supposed to go before something called the 51-member city council. 51-member, wow.
Hey, it's a big
that's
city
according
there, Kurt.
To the New York Daily News. And the law would give a local electoral power to the city's massive 3.1 million foreign-born population. They say it makes up almost 40% of the total city population. More than half of New York's foreign-born population speaks either Spanish or Chinese, and nearly 50% of the total foreign-born population is effectively non-proficient in English. Sounds like the Tower of Babel place, but anyway. As of this year, they say illegal aliens are able to obtain driver's licenses in New York, indicating that illegal aliens and non-citizens will only be excluded from the state voter rolls if they check the opt-out box before applying for a license. So I bet they'll be opting in, most of them, I'm saying.
Why wouldn't they, Kurt?
Well, because that's the... I mean, that's the default.
Of course they're going to opt
in,
buddy.
The way. Yeah, good point.
I mean, you know, why wouldn't they vote for their agenda, which is more largesse from the Treasury, right, Kurt?
Yeah, and then the next time when, you know, Hillary says something like, well, I got more of the popular vote, you ask her, well, did you get Americans' popular vote, or was it some other countries? You know.
Well, and she would just say she got the votes from, you know, good people.
Legal.
You know, well, there you go. You got that illegal gold coming in, but the people, here's the weird thing. The gold coming in is illegal according to Rubio.
Yeah,
but the people coming in are illegal. The gold coming in, oh, that's illegal, too. Wait a minute. The people coming in aren't illegal, but the gold is.
Good point.
I say make the gold legal and make the people illegal if they don't come to the right channels.
Good point.
By the way, there's this guy. His name is Benjamin Watson. He's with the Patriots. He's doing some pretty cool stuff, and we got details on the other side. Sam and Kurt in seconds on your radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby on your radio. So much going on in the news, just so much. Hard to handle it. But we talked about this Patriots, Benjamin Watson, who's doing some pretty cool stuff, Kurt.
Well, and you know how you mentioned these, outstanding, I guess you call them African-Americans or Black Americans or whatever.
That are doing phenomenal, well, that are setting aside race and everything else,
yeah,
and
like
standing
Ben
for the
Carson
sacred cause like we are. Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Well, anyway, this would be one of them, I think. They call him a married African-American father of seven and author of the New Dad's Playbook. I guess he's played for 15 years in the NFL, played for the Patriots the whole time, he's thinking about retiring, or at least he has retired, but he's working on a movie, Sam. And he says this movie, he says, I never thought I'd be involved in a movie, but so many different laws have passed in New York, Alabama, Georgia. It seems this issue, which has always been a part of our national consciousness, has ramped up recently. That's what he told the Hollywood Reporter. He says, things are at a fever pitch. My goal is to unveil the truth about abortion, the laws, the history, and where our country is headed. I believe in the sanctity of life, be it in the womb or on your deathbed. Well, he's talking about beginning and ending, yeah. And he says, that's my conviction, but with the film, I'll engage those who disagree and hear their reasoning. The number one thing I'm looking for is empathy on both sides. I mean, he's trying to kind of get along, it sounds like, Sam.
Yes, he is. I think he's right. Now, here's what it says. The movie, budgeted at less than $1 million, features former presidential candidate Ben Carson and Alveda King. That's Martin Luther King Jr.'s, niece or whatever. Anyway, all I'm telling you is they got good people in it doing good things, and they're not spending a lot of money, but they're highlighting the truth. I mean, it's just some good work, Kurt.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. It says it's also financed by some donors and the Christian charity that he runs, or that Mr. Watson, Benjamin Watson, runs with his wife, called the One More Foundation, which focuses on hunger, poverty, prison reform, and other social issues. He said he's negotiating with distributors and that some groups have already guaranteed they'd be buying out theaters.
You got to call Kim and Kanye, or Kanye and Kim. They can help too, Ben.
Well, it seemed like. He says it's been a fun learning experience. I didn't know he calls it P&A, I'm not sure exactly, or any of the other terms. This is my first foray into filmmaking, but hopefully not my last. So, welcome, Benjamin Watson. Jump in there and make things better.
Hey, man, you could also reach out to President Trump and others, Rand Paul. They're all working on prison reform right now and everything else. Sounds like a dovetail of wonderful work. get everybody working together there, and we can help tell the tale on it, interview people, and help promote it to the best of our ability, too. And if there's really a nonprofit motive or a motive that would make sure that the money went back into appropriate documentary filmmaking that would be telling the truth on critical topics, I would be willing to run commercials for free for that at my expense on our networks. So that's my way to contribute.
Cool.
Interview the producers and the actors and actresses and people that are involved in it, and then help promote it with free commercials. I'd do that to participate in the cause and contribute. Just imagine if every network owner said those kind of things, Kirk. Just think what we could accomplish. If Ben got with Kim and Kanye, and then they got with Donald, and they got with Rand Paul, and we put a pedal to the metal push on this stuff for pro-life and prison reform. And, man, just think of the work we could do. Donald would have a landslide in 2020 if he was involved with us on that baby. Can you please call Donald and tell him it's all going on, Kurt?
Wow.
All right, Kurt wants to talk about Pamela Anderson, except for he gave me this story like a month and a half ago, and I think the story's kind of ran full circle. Headline says, Pamela Anderson marries movie mogul John Peters in secret Malibu ceremony. And, you know, John said, I could have my pick of the chicks. There's so many beautiful chicks everywhere, but I just wanted Pamela forever. When she was 19, I met her at the bar. I knew she was going to be a rock star. And the marriage marks the fifth marriage for both of them, by the way. And I guess the problem is, he said, I walked in and saw this little angel sitting at the bar. She was 19. Now, I don't know how she's sitting at the bar at 19, but there you go. In fact, he said, you know, she wanted to do Playboy, and he said, don't. She did like 13 Playboy covers, and she kind of embodies the sexual Playboy revolution there or whatever. And anyway, they got married, and it lasted all of how long, Kurt?
Well, I think they're still married, aren't they?
I don't know. Look that up for me.
Well, at least...
I'm thinking it melted down, you know?
He married her just recently. I think they never got married before, but
yeah, they just lived together the first time.
They're on their fifth... Oh, okay. I didn't know that part.
Right.
But, you know, he says, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild in a good way. I think that's cool. She inspires me. I protect her and treat her the way she deserves to be treated.
Yeah, headline says, Pamela Anderson makes quick references to quickie marriage. Yeah,
oh,
she shares that
so
she feels betrayed
one.
By John. Daily Mail.
Oh, darn. Well, anyway.
Why Pamela Anderson's marriage only lasted 12 days. Page 6, 1 week ago.
Oh, darn.
John Peters claims that Pamela Anderson married him to pay off bills.
They'll have to work on the sixth time after this.
Yeah.
Too bad.
She slams John saying, you paying me money to pay my bills is ludicrous, fabricated. John Peters says he paid Pamela's debts before marriage. It all went bust. Page 6, 1 week ago. Yeah, he's angry.
Doggone it.
Yeah, they broke up over texts and they split up over a 12-day marriage. Fox News. You know, Kurt, that's why I'm saying I'm glad I waited on this story so we could tell the whole story. It's a sad tale, Kurt. I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying that, you know, here's the problem. When you get married five times and you get married to, no offense, but, you know, women that are, the Playboy bunnies kind of stuff and everything else, and, you know, each one of them are in their fifth marriage. I don't mean to be offensive, but I'm just saying you can see this thing blowing up, Kurt.
Good point.
He meets her at a bar that's just not the place to find women.
It's kind of like the... I heard a little Dave Ramsey quote. He was telling somebody, if you found some woman and they said that they had to have a 3-carat diamond, he says, she's probably not a keeper, you know?
Yeah. Heard that. Now, I'll tell you what happened for me, Kurt. I had two diamonds that I could choose from. One was only a 0.5-carat. The other was only like a 0.25-carat. You know, not big diamonds compared to today's standards at all. My wife chose the smaller one. Well, my girlfriend, my fiance, I don't know what
yeah.
You know. Anyway, she
Your
chose the smaller
wife.
One. And my only wife, by the way, and my
That's
current
right.
wife. Yes, for both are
That's
true.
Right.
But I bring this up, and I asked her why, and she just said because she thinks the other one looks too big on her finger, and she liked the shape of the smaller one, and she didn't care how big it was. She was just grateful to, you know, have something that symbolized our greater commitment and covenants and stuff. And anyway, so my point is to John Peters and Pamela Anderson, you know, I'd probably work on yourself and turn to God a little bit first.
Yeah.
They say she has yet
That's
to shine
right.
in a real way.
Too
There's
bad.
More than meets the eye, John says of Pamela. Now, I think he's right about that because, look, she betrays herself when she does that, you know, Playboy bunny stuff. What she needs to do is realize that she's a daughter of God.
Amen.
And that she can repent and change and jettison that lifestyle of, you know, multiple marriages and disappointments and frustrations and anger. And okay, so all I'm saying is that there's ways forward that are productive for these people. And I'm not trying to be critical of Pam or John. I'm just saying, when you walk in and saw this little angel at the bar, you know it's trouble already. And they say John is the original bad boy of Hollywood.
That's true.
No one compares. I loved him deeply like family, she says. His life used to scare me, she'd say. So much for a girl like me. Now I've seen more of life. And I realized that he's been there all along. Never failed me. I'm ready now. He's ready also. We're ready to understand and respect and love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman. Proof that God has a plan. Now, anyway, I don't bring this up to be offensive. I bring it up to say this. And a shout out to Pam and a shout out to John. Listen, what you want to do is you want to pull a Kanye West, people. Okay? What you want to do is you want to jettison working for Satan, as Kanye would put it, not me. And what you want to do is turn your life over to God and repent and change and forgive. And then, you know what? You might be ready for a real marriage, a marriage that's ordained of God between one man and one woman. You know, I think that that's possible, and it could be in their future. But I'm telling you, when you go out at five times and meet women in bars and you're the bad boy of Hollywood, I don't expect it to go too well. Now, Kanye feels so strongly about this point that he's moving his family away from Hollywarped to Wyoming to protect his daughters and raise his sons in the faith.
Good boy.
Okay, that's the kind of stuff we need to see going on. And so I'm not here to down Pam or to down John Peters. I'm just saying, you guys, there's a way forward, and it's full of hope. It's full of opportunity. And our prayers are that that's where you turn. Because you know what? That's where the plan of happiness is found, folks. That's why. If you want to be happy, it's in the commandments of God and the keeping thereof, if you will. That's where happiness is found, folks. You can say, well, Sam, I'm just not as religious as you are. Fine. But you can be like the Patriots, Benjamin Watson, and work on good projects, too. Right?
Amen to that.
So there you have it. All right, Kurt wants to finish up this hour by telling you the story of the Mexican fisherman.
Well, did we talk about this, Sam?
I don't know.
You know,
I used
you
to tell a story
this.
About a Mexican fisherman all the time, Kurt.
Yeah,
is it the same
your
story?
Your wife, yeah, it is. And, you know, I just thought it was kind of useful to go over again in case somebody
missed
it.
Courtney Carver puts the piece together this time.
That's right. And they say it's the story that started the Be More With Less movement. This lady says, well, I knew all work and no play wasn't the way. I thought I would forever be stuck in the cycle of working to live. I thought I'd always have a car payment, credit card debt, and not enough month at the end of the money. Anyway, she says, the story is my inspiration to slow down, reassess, and get real about how I want to live life. And so here's the story. An American investment banker was at the pier of a coastal Mexican village when a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish and asked how long it took him to catch them. The Mexican replied, only a little while. The American then asked him, hey, why didn't you stay out longer and catch more fish? The guy said, well, I got enough, you know. And then he said, well, what do you do with the rest of your time? The Mexican fisherman said, I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take siestas with my wife, Maria, stroll through the village in the evening, sip wine, play a little guitar with my amigos. I have a full and busy life. And the American businessman said, man, you got to buy a bigger boat. You got to, you know, take out a big old IPO and do all that kind of stuff. And it'd take about 15 to 20 years. And then after all that, the Mexican fisherman said, well, then what? And then he says, then you'd retire to a small coastal fishing village and sleep late, fish a little while, take siestas with your wife, etc. Yeah, good point, Sam.
And that makes the point, no doubt about it. And that's why we don't need a gazillion dollars to carry forth our message and our mission, but we do need a couple of pennies in the coffer. Please help today. We've got day jobs. We're not begging for you to support our families, but we do want to help us all grow the sacred cause of liberty, and we believe the new media is taking center stage to accomplish those goals. Donate today. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net are the two websites. LibertyRoundtable.com for our talk show, LovingLiberty.net, the incredible network that syndicates us. We're grateful for their support and involvement. And for Sam and Kurt, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.